I decided to put on a big tea party for the community, for all different types of people from different backgrounds who maybe feel a lot isolated or don't have anyone to spend Christmas with. So I called it a very, very un-Christmas tea party.
A new scheme is being launched in Cornwall to encourage children to help each other with their problems. A project involving adult health buddies is already run by the community service volunteers in the county. Now the idea is to be extended so that young people can get support and support each other with worries that they may not want to share with an adult.
I've been volunteering for some time now. I mentor a student and I just think it's giving back and doing my bit for the community. What I would really like to do is explore the opportunity of adopting a grandma or befriending to do something for the elderly, you know, the ageing population. I feel as though there's so much that we can do, and it could just be as simple as taking somebody out for a coffee or just having a chat.
The headlines couldn't have been worse. The hundreds who died in mid-Staffordshire and the C. diff scandal at Maidstone Hospital hardly inspire confidence in the service and especially its watchdogs. But that could all be about to change. From April the 1st, a new consumer health and social care champion will be created.
I had a heart attack in November 2010 and I wanted to get myself well. I thought about volunteering simply because I couldn't work. Having had this heart attack, I got tired very easily to start with. I then went to one group that I already had worked with before called Citizens Eye, and they were very good because they allowed me to volunteer as much or as little as I felt I could cope with.
This morning on BBC Radio Derby, I'm launching a new project to ask you to make a difference to someone in your area with a bit of friendship and a cup of tea. Sally's Army is a chance for you to make a difference, inspiring you to make a difference in your community. We're looking for volunteers who want to get involved in becoming a befriender. The volunteering charity CSV are working with us to launch the campaign.
With BBC WM and the volunteers, we're going to start digging, doing some planting. We're going to do some lessons with Wensfield High School. They're going to learn things like rationing. And once we've started developing the garden, we want the community to come along, joining the project on a regular basis.
We're always looking for volunteers to help out at the Animal Centre, because being a young charity, we haven't got the funds for lots of full-time staff, so we rely a lot on volunteers. So we like people to come in to do like a four-hour stint once a week or once a fortnight. Busiest time is April through to September. In that time, we have hundreds of baby birds that need feeding.